You got porn in your pocket, meaning anywhere, anytime, all day long.
And Job said, I've made a covenant with mine eyes.
What do you have to do? What lengths do you have to go to? Whatever it is, get it out of your life. Stop it.
You fight it as though your very life were threatened, which it is.
But it's not about fighting by yourself. It's about fighting with brothers who are right there with you. And I am one of them. We are in this together because this is Fight Club.
Welcome to Fight Club. Brother, if you deal with lust, then you are in the right place, because I do too. And frankly, we all do. But our whole purpose here, everything that we're going to talk about, everything that this channel is dedicated to, is finding victory from sexual sin and finding freedom in Jesus Christ. And it's all for young men. We're not talking to anyone else. It is just dudes who are like me and you. That's it. This is for freedom. This is for victory. This is for Jesus. This is Fight Club. So real quick, before we dive into anything, I just want to take a minute and tell you my story, tell you how I got here in a way that's not tempting at all, because I feel like every time I watch one of these videos or someone tells their story, I end up just getting tempted, and I don't want to do that. So we're not going to get into the nitty-gritty details, but I do want to be honest. I want to be open, and I want to be intentional about my past, because hopefully it'll be an encouragement to you that we can find victory together, and that you can trust that everything that I bring forward on this channel, everything that I talk about is real, is something that I've struggled with too. And none of it is me preaching at you. None of it is me telling you what you need to do because, you know, I'm up on the mountain pointing my finger at you. No, what this is we're in the battle together. What this is me and you are fighting side by side every single day. And we have to do it together, because that's the only way to find victory. So, without further ado, my name is AJ, and I'm just a dude in my 20s trying to follow Jesus. And for the last 6 or 7 years, I have struggled with sexual sin. It has enslaved me. It has controlled me. There have not been any sort of victory, really, for 6 of those years. And just recently, in the last year, have I been able to find victory. And I got to tell you, brother, it is one of the greatest things that I've ever experienced. There's no thing that I've ever found that is more worthwhile than pursuing purity. And as you'll see, as we get into what that really looks like in practicality, is pursuing Jesus. And once I started doing that properly, once I started doing that wholeheartedly, man, it changed my life. It changed my life for the better in every single way. So I've seen it all, man. I've been through all of the depths of despair, all the depths of lust. I have done things that I am so ashamed that I've done, things that I will have to live with for the rest of my life, things that weigh on me day after day, even when I'm living in victory, things that eat at my conscience and point their finger at me and say, you are terrible, you are horrible, you have done bad things. And you know what? It's true. But at the same time, I've realized and I've been blessed to find the truth that even though all of that is true, and despite all of those facts that I am a terrible person, Jesus died for it all. And he gives me a second chance. And I am just trying to take that second chance. And also, I'm trying to offer that to you as well, to say, look, Jesus doesn't just offer that second chance for me. He offers it for you too. Now, look, I've been through all the programs. I've seen all the YouTube videos on lust. I've read all the books. I've done all the programs. And I've gone through every resource that is out there. I know what's out there. Some of it is good. Some of it is bad. But at the end of the day, this is a daily fight. This is a daily battle. And it's hard to watch one YouTube video that's 20 minutes long, or to go through one program that's 20 days long and think that that's going to solve my problem. It's not. And it didn't. But what did solve my problem was pursuing Jesus every single day. Was being in wholehearted pursuit of him and what he has for my life. Was being the new creation that he made me to be and that he offers to me. And he offers it to you too. And so I want to be with you every step of the way. Brother, we're in this together. This is the Fight Club, because we meet every single week. We come together. We don't just do it for a season of life and move on. No, bro, this is every single day of the rest of our lives. And when I first heard that, that was discouraging to think, man, I'm going to struggle with this for the rest of my life. But the more that I grew in this area, the more that I learned about what freedom and victory and peace is, the more I realized that it's a blessing that it's an everyday battle. It's a blessing that this is a rest of my life issue, because it means that I can be in fellowship and in brotherhood with you. Look, I'm here for you. This is a brotherhood. Like I said, the Fight Club is a community. I don't give a crap about views. I don't give a crap about subscribers or any of that. I'm here because I care about you. I know what it's like to be in your shoes. I know what it's like to be enslaved by lust, because that was me not too long ago. That is me to this day in some cases. I know what it's like, man. But I also know what freedom is like. I know what victory is like. I know what following Jesus is like. And dude, it would be wrong of me to keep that to myself. It would be wrong of me to go about my life and just take this incredible gift that God has given to me in this freedom from sexual sin and to keep it to myself. Now, I want to share it with you. And I want to be there with you every step of the way. Dude, I am here for you. I'm not going to try and clickbait you. I'm not going to try and drag you into things that make me money or make me more famous or anything like that. I don't care about that. I care about your battle. If just one dude out there can find freedom and can find Jesus and can find their way to peace in this area of their life, man, that is all I could ever ask for. So this is me and you, man. This is a brotherhood. We are joining the ranks of heaven's armies today in fighting lust. And I'm excited. Because what we do here is we be honest about our struggles and we aim up, if that makes sense. We're not here, you know, to confess all of our sins and be like an AA group of like, hi, my name is AJ and I'm an addict. No, that's not what we're doing here. What we're doing here is saying, hey, my name is AJ. I've lived in sin in the past, but I am a new creation. And today is a new day and I'm going to live it. Right. Today is about looking towards the future. It's acknowledging our past, but looking forward with hope and with passion for what lies ahead of us, with an intentionality to take every single day seriously and to fight because it matters. And to fight because if I don't fight, then my brother next to me suffers because of it. So we're making a commitment here. The Fight Club is about a commitment to each other. It's about a commitment to God. It's about a commitment to freedom and purity and pursuing Jesus in every aspect of our life. Fight Club is a place for boys to become men. Look, for the last 6 and 7 years of my life, I've been a child. I have been a little boy who didn't want to take responsibility, who didn't want to grow up and be mature, who didn't want to follow Jesus because it costs too much, who didn't want freedom and purity because it was too much of a weight to bear. I just wanted to live in my sin and go about my life and do whatever I wanted to do. But you know what? That is a destructive way to live. That is a terrible way to live. That is the depraved way to live. That is not the life that I want 5, 10, 15, 20, 50 years from now. That's not the life that my parents want for me. That's not the life that my future wife wants for me. That's not the life that my future kids want for me. That's not the life that I want for me. But most importantly, that's not the life that God wants for me. No, God wants me to be a man. He calls me to be a man. And the only way that we're able to be men in this life is to start by overcoming this. This is our first task. As young men, this is our rite of passage, is overcoming lust and starting to live the way God calls us to. Look, he gives us the opportunity to be new creations, but we have to take that and we have to say, you know what, God? Yes, I'm in. Whatever it takes, whatever the cost may be, whatever the weight I have to bear, I'm going to pick up my cross every single day with my brothers and I'm going to fight for purity. Fight Club is about fighting. It's that simple. Now, if you've ever seen the movie, and if you haven't, don't watch it. It's not a good movie, honestly. It's got a lot of bad stuff in there, stuff that has nothing to do with this battle. It's just a great name. Fight Club is what this is about. This is a community of people fighting. Nothing. You can't keep it any more simple than that. But in the movie, the first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club. And to some extent, that is true here, but only inside of Fight Club. And I encourage you, while this is a community, this is the Fight Club, I encourage you to have your own Fight Club, your own personal intimate Fight Club of other brothers, of other dudes that you know personally, that you know intimately, that you can fight with. Encourage them, invite them into this and fight together. We'll be fighting together, but you need other dudes around you that are fighting together in your everyday life as well. And so inside of that circle, yeah, we don't talk about Fight Club. No, we don't bring anything that's talked about inside of Fight Club, outside of Fight Club. There is a trust that is in that circle. There is a trust that has to be earned and has to be honored every single day. We don't talk about what's said in Fight Club stays in Fight Club. But outside of that, no, we're honest and open. We do talk about Fight Club. Encourage other people to come and find the victory that you are fighting for right now. If you want to, send them these videos. I don't care, honestly, about the fame behind that. But if it's going to help someone, that's awesome. Invite people in. Be vulnerable, because when you're vulnerable, it invites vulnerability from other people. Fight Club is about fighting together. Fight Club is about being open and honest. And most importantly, this is what I want to end on. Fight Club is about pursuing God. Look, we're here because of our struggle with lust. That is the common denominator behind what we're all doing and what every video is about. Of course, this is about being a young man in the 21st century. That is what Fight Club is. But more than that, and what its true purpose is Fight Club is about pursuing God every single day. Because we don't find victory. We don't find a freedom from sexual sin by fighting, right? The Bible talks about this clearly. It says to flee it, actually. But that doesn't mean that it's not a fight. What it does mean is that what we're fighting for is Jesus. What we're fighting for is our faith. What we're fighting for is a life in pursuit of God every single day. So yeah, we're going to talk about lust. We're going to talk about sin. We're going to talk about the practical ways to overcome things. We're going to talk about the practical side of pursuing God, of course. We're going to talk about messing up. We're going to talk about how this is becoming a toxin in our society. We're going to talk about all of that. We're going to dive into lust, and we're going to get to know where it comes from, why it's bad, and how to overcome it. Of course, we're going to talk about all that. But the theme behind all of this and what Fight Club really is just a bunch of young men following Jesus. And if someone asks you, what is Fight Club? That's your answer. It's just young dudes following God, because that is how victory is actually found. That is how we actually overcome lust. That is how we actually find freedom and purity and victory, is by following God. So what is Fight Club? It is me and you following Jesus with our whole heart every single day together. Brother, I am with you. I want to be here every step of the way. I'm going to be here every step of the way. But please just be open and honest with other dudes in your life. Be open and honest with me, and come to every Fight Club meeting. Come to every video, all of it, with an open heart and an open mind. Because that's the only way that we're going to let the Holy Spirit come into our lives and change us from the inside out, right? If you're anything like me, then you have tried everything you possibly can think of, everything that the internet can offer to you on how to overcome lust. You have tried from the outside in to get at the core issue. You have tried changing on the outside, doing behavior modification, changing what you're doing to try and change your heart. That's not how this works. No, this is an inward out transformation. This is inviting Jesus into your heart and letting the Holy Spirit do his work inside of you and make you into a new creation. And how we invite that to happen, and how we allow the Holy Spirit to do his work, is to pursue God every single day. So that's what Fight Club is. I'm excited that you're here. I'm excited to get started. And I look forward to it, man. We're in this together. We are brothers in arms, and we are going to fight, because this is Fight Club. Hey, bro, thank you so much for listening. And for more information on your battle with lust, please go to pursuegod.org/fightclub. And most importantly, join in on the movement by starting your own Fight Club today.